from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well. Good morning, y'all. That's what we say in Texas, y'all. All y'all. That's when you're really getting to be Texas, when you say all you all. Like when there's more and one you all, you say all you all. Well, it's Monday. What can I say? Ken Rolla, one of our favorite guys, is here this morning, the third Monday of the month, and that would be today. You'll meet Ken and talk to him really soonest. We'll have fun tomorrow. Wayne Blakely, a lot of questions for Wayne. He's a neat guy, really great researcher. He's the one that feeds the Living Streams probiotics, secret foods to make them make babies and stuff, and people are really loving his products. He'll be here tomorrow, but he's so much, you can ask him all these questions. He's an amazing research guy. F. William Engdahl tomorrow, too. Mr. Engdahl, he's probably one of the top geopolitical analysis guys on the planet. Written a whole bunch of books. He's in Germany, so he's right there in the belly of the beast where all the boys lob rockets at each other. And we have lots of questions about Syria, about pipelines, about Russia. We'll get an analysis from Mr. Engdahl on the Trump-Putin summit, which is going on as we speak, or it's over. President may be playing golf already. That's in Helsinki. Andrew Goss, F. William Engdahl will be here tomorrow. Andrew Goss on Wednesday. Scott Tipps, and he is our go-to guy for freedom stuff with nutritional supplements and all the things going on with vaccines and old chemicals and stuff into the atmosphere. I mean, because he's the guy that knows about Codex, and he travels around the world in his job and as the National Health Federation, and he goes to all these meetings, and then he reports every now and then and tells us what went on at these meetings. Codex is a UN thing that's not very good, but there's been some victories over a vet drug. I'm not sure what that is, but we'll talk about it on Thursday. But cult leaders excoriate the National Health Foundation for having challenged its false religion. So, this is just really silly. What's going on planet Earth? Okay, enough about that. Here's what you can do to be on the show. It is 888-663-6386. Nobody talks on the telephone anymore, so you can just email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Ken Rolla is a health educator. He lives in Florida, where they have orange trees, right? You have oranges, and you have... what else you have? You have alligators and no-see-ums. But other than that, and you have lots of golf courses, too.
Yeah, and we have yellow jackets I discovered last week.
You have jello jackets? Well, that's good.
Yellow jackets.
Did they like to take a little bite out of you, did they?
Oh, yeah. I was doing some tree work, and I stepped in a yellow jacket nest.
Wow.
And I had about a dozen stings on me. And they are a lot worse than honeybees and hornets, I found out.
Really?
It's been a week later, and I'm still itching and scratching from it.
Do they all puff up and get really ugly?
Yeah, they did. They got real big and puffy. My arms and legs got puffy, and not all over, but in big welts. You know, I had welts all over my body. And, you know, I know what to do with this stuff, so I was putting things on topically and internally and detoxing. And even so, it took about a week for the stuff to die down. And I just did a four-day detox intensive, which we can talk about. And I figured, you know, that doing this heavy, heavy detoxing for like 14 hours a day would really pull the stuff out, and it did, but it's still there. It's still itching.
Ken Willie, you're like a raw food vegan guy and doing all these things and have all these tools. Why on earth, on God's green earth, would you need to go to want to do is a better question, because it's fun, I guess. But why would you feel the need? I'm just, you know, just work well, with me here to do that, because I mean, you're like, man, if I eat as clean as you did, you know, I'd be flying around.
Well, first of all, it was not fun. It was actually painful most of the time.
Really? Really?
Yeah, the reason I did it was because I have this friend who lives south of me who's an amazing healer. I think she's one of the top healers on the planet. She is the healer that healers go to. Like, the big name people go to her. And she likes to stay behind the scenes and remain anonymous, but she is amazing and brilliant. And she's got all these technologies along with all these different techniques for doing cleansing and detoxing and healing scar tissue and all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so she invited me months ago to come down and do a detox, both my wife and I. And I was so busy with new facility and travel and stuff, I didn't have a chance. And so when I finally had the opportunity, the timing was perfect, because I really, really needed it. I've been working like 100 hours a week for months, and it was just way too much. And so it was like a big reset. She hooked me up to all these different devices, and which we can talk about, because it was very interesting, actually, and I would like to talk about it and share it with people.
Well, yeah, that's it. Let's talk about it right now. Let's talk about some of the things. So she's got some of these different tools that people use.
Yeah.
Is it for to diagnose things that's going on, or to actually do some healing?
It's for doing healing. Yeah, it's not diagnostics. It's for doing healing. It's she's got several different pulse electromagnetic therapy devices, but very different from the usual. Pulse electromagnetic therapy is where you use electricity. Basically, you kind of zap yourself with electricity and these bursts in at certain frequencies, and it will go into the cells and open up the cells and accelerate all of the cell processes and just improve all the cell functions. And but she's got some very advanced ones. And then she also has a couple of different microcurrent devices, where you basically have these electrodes that you touch on the skin, and it will give you a little electrical impulse, which feels like needles sticking in you. It feels like a little needle sticking in you all over your body when you're hitting these things in different points. And so it can be quite painful when you hit points where there's trauma or toxicity or whatever locked up on these things. It'll free it open. And then and she had this really cool scalar wave device that was a combination of sound and light and scalar waves that basically would fill a room with this energy that pulsed. And it was really good for a lot of different things, cellular regeneration in general, but specifically she was running a program for bone cavitation, because these days, with the lack of minerals in people's diets, most people have cavitations in their jaws and other bones where there's like these hollow places where
Well, we've talked about it with the dental cavitations. So there are cavitations other than jaw as well?
Yeah, there can be cavitation in other bones, depending on, you know, the person and how severe their demineralization is.
Oh, so it's a demineralization thing.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens is you get demineralized, you get these pockets, then they get infected, and then it's a source of disease. So we zap those in various ways, and this particular scalar technology was very effective at reversing cavitations. If you did, I think about 40 hours of this stuff. You know, you do 2-hour sessions, 22-hour sessions, and she said it was very effective at that. So I did several sessions of that while I was there. And then we also did something very interesting, which I've never done before, and that was I've used iodine on scars thanks to her. She taught me about the importance of how scars on the body interfere with the meridians of the body, and that affects health. And
sure.
It can affect it immensely. And so she taught me how to take the alive iodine that we have that we sell on our website, which is scalar energized, and it's very different from other iodines. First of all, it's monoatomic, but it also, the scalar energization and the frequency that it holds, it doesn't act like other iodines, even other monoatomic iodines like nascent iodine. I noticed it's less staining on fabric and skin. It comes out of fabric, or if you wash it off, it comes out easier, but it penetrates better and it works more deeply. And so she taught me to use castor oil, to rub castor oil in the scars and then dab them with this scalar energized iodine, and then use gua sha tools to dig into them and break them up, break up the fibrin and the calcification, and also kill off pathogens and parasites that hide out in scar tissue, because they like hiding out there because there's not a lot of circulation in those tissues. And so when you do like herbal detoxes or stuff like that, they tend to run and hide in the scar tissue and concentrate there, and then they'll avoid, you know, being killed off a lot of times by the herbs and things. So she coated my entire body in castor oil and then doused my entire body in this scalar energized iodine. We went through bottles of that stuff every day. We did this every day. And it, first of all, gives the body massive amounts of iodine, which everyone's deficient in. And I take the scalar energized iodine every day. I take about 30 drops every day. And just a warning to people out there, don't run off and go do 30 drops of iodine. You need to work your way up to it and be ready for it. But like my wife, for example, she can only take about 3 drops of iodine in 12 ounces of water or juice. It's got to be diluted. I'm doing iodine. I've been doing iodine for 30 drops for at least the past year. And even so, she told me that about 20% of the body's iodine is stored in the skin. And so by putting the castor oil on the skin and then putting the iodine on, the castor oil helps deliver the iodine deeper into the tissue and into the skin. And so the skin, it was just soaking it right up, you know, and she was putting it all over the abdomen, arms, legs, everywhere. And then doing microcurrent therapy on the scars as well to kill off the parasites and pathogens in them, and then rubbing them with massaging with gua sha tools and these other devices she had. She had some really interesting PEMF devices, pulse electromagnetic field devices. And so she was working on these things. God bless her. She worked on me for like 8-10 hours each day.
Wow.
Yeah, it was intense and it was not fun. It was painful. I mean, a lot of those. She said I was the first person she's ever seen that didn't have like reactions to all the points she was hitting. There was one place on my collarbone where I had an injury as a kid. It was in college. I shattered my left collarbone, and it was a compound fracture. So it healed up with this big knot of bone, and the fascia and the tissue around it adhered to it really strongly. So when she was breaking that up, it hurt like lightning was shooting through me. But elsewhere in my body, I've just gotten used to, from doing therapies and things, to just kind of like leaving my body and not feeling it. So she was zapping with all these currents and stuff, and she said she was surprised at how I wasn't reacting the way most people do. But at the end of the first day, I was not only exhausted, I went to bed early. I thought I was going to die. I mean, I felt horrible. And I slept through the night, woke up a few times, but I just felt horrible. I feel like somebody beat me up with a baseball bat. And then the second day, she did a lot of things. And I was doing tons of water and scalar energized salts, a little bit of scalar energized salt with the water to help get electrolytes in and flush the stuff out. So it wasn't like we were detoxing massively and not hydrating the body. We were hydrating massively. Mm-hmm. I was doing tons and tons of structured water with the salt and iodine, and so I was flooding my body with fluids. And even so, I had a massive cleanse reaction. But then the next day, we did more and more hydration and more of work that helped clear it out. And by the second day, I was feeling better. By the third day, I was feeling pretty good. And today, this is day five, and I'm back home doing live food and juicing and herbal detoxing. And I feel much, much better. I'm still, I'd say I feel very relaxed now. But it, one of the things I learned in this detox was the importance, again, of iodine, and in particular the scalar energized iodine, but monoatomic iodine. It really, everyone is so deficient, but iodine has been pulled out of the medical literature. Back in the 1800s and early 1900s, it was a part of the medical establishment's protocols, a big part of their protocols, because it's not just a mineral that helps provide iodine to the body. It's also very, very detoxifying and antiseptic. It kills parasites and pathogens in the body. It accelerates healing in the body by promoting what's called apoptosis, which is the death of disease and damaged cells. So it accelerates the death of damaged and diseased cells and accelerates the regeneration of healthy cells. And so basically it's like accelerating cellular regeneration massively.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And so the net effect is, for example, if you have an injury or surgery and you put the iodine on the wound, it will prevent pain and also radically accelerate healing. And in fact, I've heard, she was telling me about people, some high profile people that had surgeries and actually had like dental surgery with no anesthesia because they just flooded the wounds with iodine while they were having the surgery. And it was an effective painkiller and prevented pain after the surgery as well. So anybody who has any kind of a cut or a bug bite or a wound or surgery, you can put this stuff on there before, during, and after. And also you can take it internally, orally, and it will radically accelerate healing and radically reduce the pain involved.
Do you think there's any value in that idea of seeing how long it takes before the iodine dissipates from the skin to tell you if you're getting the right amount? You know, that old idea.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, there is. She was pointing out to me on the scars and on the wounds that, like, because I had all these, you know, I stepped in a yellow jacket nest last week and I got stung by about a dozen yellow jackets, and they're really nasty. They're much worse than, their poison, whatever it is really much stronger than like honeybees or hornets, because I get stung by bees and hornets and mosquitoes and things all the time, and it's no big deal. You know, it goes away in an hour. I don't feel anything. But these yellow jackets, man, they burn like fire, and then the burning stayed there for about 3 days, and then they welt up all over, and then they were itching. And I've still got some that are itching a week later, even after all this detoxing and iodine. But the iodine, when she was putting it on me, she pointed out that on these wounds and on certain parts of my body, like my abdomen, it was just sucking it in, and like in 5-10 minutes, it was gone. And I mean, she was slathering this stuff on. You know, we were going through bottles of this stuff. And so it does most definitely indicate when you're deficient. And so
if it stays for a few hours, then, or a few hours, or 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, it probably means you have plenty, or you're putting on the right amount.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but if it absorbs within 10, 15 minutes, you definitely need more. And most people, it absorbs quickly because most people are very deficient in a lot of minerals, not just iodine.
Yeah, you know, I've been using the Edgar Cayce for years that Phil Thomas works, the Edgar Cayce expert we have on, and it's the real deal, you know, the real atomatized. He said that he said the other ones aren't really, that he actually taught the people how to make the other ones. I won't mention their names, but you already did.
Yeah.
And he said then they changed the way they did it, and they're not really atomic. They're not really
right,
real.
Exactly.
Anyway, but I've been doing it, and you know, mine stays on 2, 3, 4 hours, so this stuff must be pretty strong, and I only use about 5 drops or so.
Yeah, so, and I have used true monoatomic iodine before, and it's good. The scalar energized stuff is a whole new ball game.
Think it's even better than what Cayce had?
Yeah, because it, in practical use, what I'm seeing is it works better. It just works better. It absorbs more deeply. It has better disinfecting properties. And I think it also, I can't make this as a claim, but my feeling is I haven't done testing to confirm this. Except on myself. Actually, I have on myself. But it appears to neutralize radioactivity in the body as well, these scalar frequencies. I don't know what frequencies that they use to put into this stuff, but I suspect that they use the anti-frequencies of radioactive elements, because this stuff is emanating scalar waves that appears to neutralize radioactivity.
Do you have that one? Can folks order that through our website and on your site? Do you sell that one?
Scalar? Yeah, I don't know if you've got it on yours or not. It's the Alive Iodine on my website, freshandalive.com.
Oh, well, they can just go through even the Golden Pyramid, right, and order it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it's called Fresh and also it's your brand.
Iodine. Under the Fresh and Alive brand. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we had a private label up.
Okay. Cool. And that's the real Andrew Casey formula, but then that's been scalar energized.
Yes. Yes. It's true monoatomic and true scalar. The woman who developed this stuff, she's one of the top, if not the top, scalar expert on the planet. She's a brilliant, brilliant woman, and she's been teaching me a lot of stuff. And we've been mind melding and sharing a lot too. it's good stuff. And I'm getting a greater appreciation for it as I use it more.
Mm-hmm. Ken Rolla is here. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Good morning to you. As we mentioned, F. William Mingdao will be here tomorrow, and we're going to do a little geopolitical romp with him. It'll be fun. There's so much going on in the geopolitical world that it'll be nice to get Mr. Engdahl's perspective on this. It's been a couple of years since we've had him on, really. But he's right in the belly of the beast over there in Europe. And so that'll be kind of fun if you're interested in those things. And they're fun from time to time without getting too carried away, you know. Shen Blossom is one of our favorite guys. He's in the Ken Rolla model, and Daniel Vitalis, for these people, as you can hear, are just totally into doing things the very, very best they can. And Brandon Amelani used to work with Daniel Vitalis, and he actually developed products for Daniel. That's his real specialty. And if you click on Shen Blossom, boy, he's got a suite of products in there that if you look at how he makes them and look at the ingredients in Myron Glass, you'll just go, wow. I don't know if you'll go, wow, but I think you'll be very, very impressed with the way he's doing things. And then when you try it, well, forget about it. He's got a goji Shizandra combo bundle, 30 milliliters each for $75. That's a good price for two of those. Boy, that'd be a nice way to start. I don't know if you've ever looked into how magical goji berries can be and Shizandra. And these are he has his own Shizandra farm there in the Northeast, where this Chinese medical doc is growing these things, and some of the things that they do to get it into the bottle, that really, really high quality, really great stuff. And you read the ingredients and you know that he's into it, right? So he's got the Heishi Wu formula, probably one of the best ones on the planet. If you heard him talk about how he makes it, what they go through to do it. And then, of course, ginseng. I don't think there's a ginseng out there that even comes close to the ginseng at Shen Blossom. I think it's 50-year-old, and you've heard him on one of the commercials talk about how he makes it, and with the organic sake and 21 days and all the things that go through to get it in the bottle. And you could do a ginseng like this probably every day for the rest of your life, and your body would be very happy that you did. Let's see. I don't even know if he's got it on the... Maybe they've sold out for now. I'm looking on his website. You might want to email him. I don't see it on his website right now because it's a very handcrafted product. They may be out of stock right now. But email him if you're interested in the ginseng. Go on his website and email him and see if he's got the ginseng. I don't see it, so sorry about even mentioning that, but I have some. You can borrow some of mine. He's got the reishi mushroom extract, the Adapt Medicinal Mushroom Formula, very, very high quality, Wakame seaweed harvested, his wild black sesame butter. Oh, yeah, the ginseng's here. Sorry, I see it. Premium grade. Yeah, 50-year-old root. It's the real deal. Just the umeboshi plum paste, if you want to play around with that. Really great website. Click through ours if you would, and we'll get a commission on the sale. That's Shen Blossom, OneRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Richard Ulrey, authority on minerals, talks about gut bacteria, making the vitamins, and absorbing the minerals, how it all works.
We need vitamins from our gut bacteria so we can absorb minerals, and then minerals provide a resonant frequency. And those minerals carry these frequencies into the body, and multiple minerals will give you a frequency that allows all of our proteins to have individual distinct frequencies, giving that three-dimensional structure. This is where Wayne's products, Living Stream, and that's the only primary products I carry. When you do a stool test and it says you don't have any bifidobacteria, well, if you don't have any bifidobacteria, you're not going to absorb certain minerals. If you don't have any lactobacillus, you're not going to absorb certain minerals.
Here's an idea of a couple of the Living Streams you can take for what we're talking about here. The Bifido, Living Streams Multi-Blend, and the Living Minerals. So you're getting the minerals, the Bifido, and the lactobacillus. And these special probiotics and minerals are all in human DNA form, and they are living alive. In our store on OneRadioNetwork.com. It's alive! It's alive! I'm going to tell Ken Rolla my mold story, because he talks about that from time to time. Mold and using the Living Streams Mold Relief, which is, forget about it. And so I'm going to tell him that story during the show here sometime today. So Living Streams, and if you'd like to get more information, talk to a lady that he works with Wayne. He doesn't put a lot of stuff on his website, just to be careful not to make any claims. These things do not cure anything, or they'll just re-inoculate the body with all different kinds of probiotics, different nutrients that he mixes in with the probiotics. So they're all the various products. He has one with Shilajit, which is the glacier milk. He has one with the zeolite, with the zeolife. He has one with C60, which is really cool, which is, you know, you've heard of C60, which is called the perfect molecule. He's got the Bifido, which actually, if you just put it in your mouth, it really gets croaked a lot, this particular one that he uses. But then it has from India, the curcuminum, where it has the yttrium, which is a very, very, very special nutrient to help the body absorb food, and it's very weak in the soils in the United States. And so that's why he uses that, just to get the yttrium to you. Then he has pet probiotics. There's the Flora PM, which has got a special thing, which I'm not sure what's in there. Then the Shibide, which will help you to sleep, all different kinds. And so you could talk to Marilyn. Her number is 360-912-2981. She'll give you information, but make sure if you do talk to her, please don't order on the phone. Go through our website, click and order. Otherwise, we won't get any commission, and that's how we make a living here. You can email me. I'll give you some of my experiences. Certainly, I've talked about the experience with the mold relief, and then also, if you need to, we can hook you up with Wayne. He spends his whole life on the phone, so if you do talk to him, please be considerate of his time, and don't keep him on the phone for an hour, because this is all he does. So that's it, and then we can give you his number if you really need to talk to him. You got some special things, and I can help you out with some things. I don't do medical advice, but I'll share with you what we've learned and what people have told us.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl, you're everything.
Good morning, July 16th, 2018. Ken Roll is here on the third Monday of the month on OneRadioNetwork.com. My name is Patrick Timpone. I was going to change it to Jimmy Durante, but it was taken, so I didn't change my name. And I'm here every morning, 9 to 11 or so, on OneRadioNetwork.com. We have over 2,500 shows in our archives, free to the whole world, until Al Gore shuts down the internet, and then I don't know what we're going to do after that, Ken. We just may have to go to beaming things through the air, right? We'll just beam them. You know?
Well, there are people working on the what they're calling Internet 2, which is an alternative internet that's not censored and controlled.
Really?
It's it's decentralized. And I'm sure there will one will come about with crypto technology, you know, with that technology. It'll enable to have decentralized internet that can't be controlled and shut down.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Goss has told us some tales about Google and Microsoft and how they got their start. Do you know the CIA has their own? This is not fake news or conspiracy stuff. It's actually very public. You can check it out on the internet. They actually have a whole corporation that they use to invest in technologies. The CIA.
Oh yeah.
So they're into Google early, and also.
Well, that's really how
Facebook
got
too. Facebook too.
So big and so prominent was that when the CIA saw the potential for it, the government funded Google to develop it, and of course asked for features that they would like to have.
Yeah. Let's have a feature here.
I know this happens all the time with software companies. My wife works for the largest statistical analysis software company in the world, and the largest privately owned software company in the world. And she says that all the intelligence and law enforcement agencies are there regularly asking for features that they want to spy on people, because the software can be used for statistical analysis, and it is used extensively online for all kinds of statistical analysis. So, for example, when you buy stuff on like Amazon.com or websites like that, and it says, well, if you bought that, you might like this, that's stats running behind the scenes, stats software that's analyzing what you're doing. And it's getting very sophisticated now. I noticed I was searching for something on YouTube, which of course is part of Google. And then I went to Google and was searching, and it was auto-filling based on what I was searching on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And then I was also looking at some streaming media, I think on Amazon Video or something on my Roku box, and then got on my computer, and of course it's tracking it there as well. So it's they have, you know, a lot of long-chain tracking now that's following you on everything you do. And, of course, it crosses over to your cell phones and other devices.
Oh, sure, yeah. So you've heard about the recent purchase of AT&T, Time Warner, which was a big deal. I think it's, $56 billion or something. Time Warner owns a lot of stuff, you know, just a lot of stuff. Now AT&T owns them. And AT&T, Andrew Goss told us last week, has had a very, very cozy, I'll use that word just to be nice, relationship with the CIA and NSA for many, many, many years. And
you know, right.
There's no secrets. We definitely live in a fishbowl. And so,
yeah. And these guys, you know, the CEOs of these companies and the higher ups, they go to the Bilderberg meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, so they're definitely a part of the problem.
So our job around here is knowing that we live in a fishbowl is just not to become fish food, right?
Right. And, you know, you can use it in some ways to your advantage. Sure. When I was in the corporate world, I worked in this company in this big building, and people would complain that the receptionist was a gossip, you know, because she would gossip and word would get around about certain things with people. And I thought, well, heck, I'm going to use that to my advantage. So I would just tell her what I wanted people to think. and she would spread it around like wildfire, you know. And so you can use it to your advantage in some ways. I do that, for example, with like my cell phone. I bought a cell phone, and I purchased it with I purchased it with cash, and then I buy minutes for it with cash, and I registered it in a fake name, and I don't do anything on it that'll track it to me, and I can use it, and it will correlate data, like, you know, it'll look at where you're at. I always keep like location services and stuff like that turned off, but of course there's other spy stuff built in that is not acknowledged. You know, but it minimizes the spying.
A listener just sent me a link saying that Natural Foods dude Mike Adams just launched his Real video. I think it's real.video.com, and this is going to be his version of YouTube, and going to keep it free and open. So Might be something there.
Yeah, he launched a search engine, a year or two ago, that was
must have not censored. It. Yeah, but I've never heard it, so it must have not made it.
I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Well, that's a problem. If you don't know the name of it, then that's a problem.
Well, I used it a little bit, and it was... It would pull up some interesting things, but it wasn't... I'd have to use it in conjunction with other search engines.
Sure. Adam Bergstrom does a massive amount of research. You know, he's getting very clever. And he said, you can really find some really, really good things on YouTube. On Google. You just got to know how to do it, you know, which I guess you figure that out. I just put it in there, but, you know, I guess there's ways to really find some stuff because it's out there. 888-663-6386, email patrick@1radionetwork.com. So I'm wondering, when you did this 4-day deal, I was just kind of curious before we move on from your detox experience, a couple questions. One is, I'm wondering if there is one of those pulse, what do you call those things? Pulse?
Electromagnetic field therapy. Or PEMF.
A PEMF. We've heard a lot about those over the years, and others have said that if you get a really good one, they're valuable. Can you recommend one that you think is one of the best that you know is out there?
All of the ones that I know that are good that are out there are like $30,000. So,
oh, man, really?
Yeah.
30,000? 30 large?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's boring.
But if folks want to know, I would check out Dr. Gary Gordon's website.
We know Dr. Gordon.
And talk to him or his people for referrals to practitioners, because he works with some really good technology. There are others. I have come across some that were less expensive. But it's one of those things that you really need to be working with somebody who knows what they're doing with it anyway.
Oh, so you don't really need to own one.
You can. I mean, you know, there's some
if you got 30
affordable
large, right?
ones. But but I'm not an expert in that. And I go to practitioners that do it. And I I ask them what they're using. But I don't remember the specific models and brands. But I do know I've come across some in the $1,500 range that were really good. And then I've used some in the, like, say, $20,000-$30,000 range that were very good. Mm-hmm. But when I see somebody who knows how to use those technologies, really knows how to use them, it's beyond what I have the time to learn. And so I just rely on a good practitioner for that kind of stuff. And I know Dr. Gary Gordon is a brilliant man. We've actually shared the stage on one occasion.
He's great.
And I love him.
Yeah, he's been around a while, too. I bet you he is probably 75 revs around the sun or so. At least, huh?
And he looks great. He's a really healthy, brilliant guy. He lives what he's teaching, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, we're going to contact him. We should get him back on. It's been years since we've had him.
Yeah.
He was one of the first guys, Ken, that truly got into the whole chelation thing, wasn't he? He was huge on that.
Probably.
Many years ago.
Probably.
Yeah, many years
ago. Yeah. Yeah, I had never heard of him until maybe 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we were both invited to speak at this event in Atlanta. And when I listened to him speak, I was like, wow, this guy gets it. He understands what's going on.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Ken Rolla, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com or 888-663-6386. We had a Professor Paul, I don't know if you've heard of him, in Washington State University on this show. He's an EMF guy. Ken Rolla, if you would listen to him, and he explained how these things affect, and he's got some peer-reviewed science that'll just curl your hair, you know, and he's been at this for a long time. And I'm getting his correct name here. Martin Paul. You can listen to the interview if you'd like on our website. It was on July 10th. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
These things are rough, what they're doing to the cells and, you know, the whole calcium blocker thing and the calcium in the cells. And they're really screwing up the body, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And why we've got to do not just cleansing and detoxing, but we've got to do these therapies like PEMF and mechanical therapies like massage, deep tissue, microcurrent therapies to break up that calcification, break up the fibrin. in the body and the tissues that's being accelerated by all this wireless technology and all these energy devices that are being used against us.
Do you think that our golden pyramid, the rest shield that I love, like in my bedroom and one here, do you think it does a really good job? How would you describe it to block these guys if you have a cell phone tower down the street?
Well, it definitely helps with the EMF from things like that. And we have a larger device. If somebody's within a quarter mile of a cell phone tower, we have a large outdoor device called the Home Shield, which has other benefits as well, like clearing chemtrails and other things I can't talk about on the radio.
We want one then if you can't talk about it.
Yeah, but if people want to know more information about it, we don't have anything online about it, but people can contact us through freshandalive.com and ask for information on the Home Shield, and we'll send them information. Mm-hmm. But that device is much stronger. It's basically like seven rest shields in one device.
Yeah, that would do your whole home and yard and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and a much, much larger area. It has other benefits. Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't block aliens landing on my yard, because I've been asking them because I want to have them on the show. So that won't hurt them.
It would accelerate that,
good.
Actually.
Okay, good.
The frequency and the energy that it puts out, it'll put you on the map with, not with the bad guys, but if you're out meditating and stuff like that, it will act as a carrier wave for your own meditations. Or if you're doing like sweat lodges or meditation circles or something like that, it accelerates the meditation effects.
Oh, we like that. It's July 16th, 2018, Patrick Timpone with Ken Urola, OneRadioNetwork.com. So did I ask? I just got carried away. What did you eat during this thing, this four-day deal?
I fasted during this thing.
Oh, you didn't do anything at all? Just water?
I had, toward the end, I had some live food. Mm-hmm. I had some collard wraps and a big sprout salad toward the end.
Yeah.
And some cucumber juice, I think. But, yeah, I fasted. And it wasn't difficult to fast because I was taking in water with minerals. I was taking these scalar energized colloidal minerals that that she produces, which we're going to be selling in the near future, and then the salt and water. And I just didn't get hungry. Was fine.
I'm about to run out of that salt that I get from you. There's something magical about that. Tell folks about that product. What's it called?
It's amazing.
it's cool, folks.
Yeah, it's called Five Alive Scalar Salt. It's five different salts, black Hawaiian, red Hawaiian, Himalayan salt, I think Celtic salt. There's several salts. And then because they're crystalline, they can hold frequency, and they're bombarded with scalar frequencies. Hmm. I don't know what frequencies, but they're bombarded with scalar frequencies. That alters the atomic structure, and then they emanate those frequencies. And so you're not just getting whole salt that's mineralized, you're also getting those scalar frequencies. Yeah. And so it can be used therapeutically as well as
pretty magical
as a condiment.
Now, folks, I've been using this salt, and I looked on the date, and it's a quart. Is it a quart jar? Quart jar? I looked on the date, so I've used a quart of it since, let's see, I looked on the date. Oh, it was April. So what? May, June, July. So I've used a quart in three months. That's good amount of salt. That's good, huh?
As long as you're hydrating well. Oh, that's the key, like therapeutically, I'll take an eighth of a teaspoon on the tongue, and I'll hold it on the roof of my mouth for 30 seconds, and then I'll drink 16 to 32 ounces of water.
Right.
You've got to hydrate well with it. If you don't, you're going to cause yourself damage. But it provides electrolytes for cell functions and all kinds of functions in the body, as well as the minerals. It's got, like, I think, probably 96 different minerals, maybe more in it.
Yeah. I do a sauna almost every day, and so I always do the water with maybe a quarter teaspoon or even more with the salt.
If
just put it in my mouth and jump in the sauna. Oh, man.
Yeah, and if you're doing any kind of detoxing or stressful activity or sports or yard work or whatever, if you drink lots of water and take like an eighth of a teaspoon of salt per 20 to 32 ounces of water, and just keep doing that, you'll find that you will have more energy and much less soreness if you're doing physical activities or whatever. And you just won't get tired and rebound like you would without it.
Yeah.
So I always take that when I'm doing, like, I've been doing tree work, getting ready for the hurricane season. which we're already in hurricane season, but I've just been, you know, doing some tree work. And, you know, slinging a chainsaw for 8 hours, normally it would make me sore if I wasn't doing these things. But between that and iodine and other things that I do, one thing that Dr. Doug Graham taught me was just to take a couple of bananas and blend them in a quart of water and drink that before going out and doing physical work. And the electrolytes in that will prevent you from getting sore, and it also keeps you your energy levels up. So I always do that when I
get out. Oh, that's kind of fun. Yeah, the salt we're talking about is called Fresh and Alive 5. Fresh and Alive 5 Alive 5 Alive Scalar Salt, right?
Right.
And it's 32 ounces. It's in our store on One Radio Network, and you can buy some. And I think you really like this salt. It's the bomb.
Yeah.
888-663. I'll go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, since we're on the topic of detoxing, I'd kind of like to do a little bit of a deep dive into that if we've got time.
Sure.
Because there's more than just iodine in these things we've been talking about. People are always contacting me and asking, you know, like, what do I do? How do I detox? And what do I do? And so, you know, summer's a good time to do detoxing. So it'd be a good time to talk about specifics of detoxing for people and cellular regeneration along with detox. So along with these therapies that I just did, which these are new to me, for breaking up calcification, breaking up the scar tissue, breaking up fibrin in the body that collects from, you know, sitting and not being active and that kind of stuff, and a poor diet, cooked food. You know, I traveled for 2 weeks in May around Bosnia and Croatia. I was eating lots of cooked food and lots of stuff I normally don't eat. And it took a real toll on me. And so, you know, when you're detoxing, it's important to get, first of all, on a detox diet, which means 100% living foods, live juices, fresh squeezed juices, green drinks, you know, as opposed to fruit juices and that kind of stuff. When you're detoxing, part of the process is doing a parasite cleanse and pathogen cleanse. And if you're ingesting sugars from fruit, especially if they're in concentrated forms like fruit juices, then you're going to be feeding those parasites and pathogens. And so what I do, first of all, is get on a live food diet, 100% live food diet, high in chlorophyll and greens. Dr. Gabriel Cousins' book, Rainbow Green Live Food Cuisine, goes into detail on what he calls a stage one diet, so people can get the details on what I'm talking about there. But it's basically eating a lot of sprouts and greens and green juices. I juice a base of celery and cucumber, and I'll throw other things into it. Like parsley, I like putting parsley in. I might throw some lemon in. Some people use ginger. But I'll make green drinks, you know, kale, other greens. And I'll be drinking at least a quart of that per day, at least. Now, if I'm doing a cleanse, I'll probably do a half gallon a day.
Wow.
Yeah, because normally I'll do, when I'm good, I'll do 20 to 32 ounces of green drink every day, normally just for maintenance. And it's very important also for people to understand there's a big difference between a healing diet and a long-term maintenance diet. So this is a strict vegan live food diet. Long-term, I don't espouse a strict 100% live vegan diet or even a vegan diet 100%. Predominantly vegan, yes. Predominantly live, yes. But in my experience, and I'm finding this to be true with some of the big raw food gurus out there, who some of them now are publicly acknowledging that if you're going to be vegan, that you've got to take certain supplements like B12 and stuff like that. But also you've got to get fats in the body, and in particular some animal fats that will deliver minerals to the bones and the teeth. I can tell you, because I know all the big name raw food gurus, live food gurus, they all have health issues that they're not talking about publicly. And it comes from eating this 100% live food diet. And actually, most of them aren't even eating 100% live food. A lot of them are eating cooked food and things that they're not talking about publicly, and they don't admit publicly as well. And they've got health issues that they're not acknowledging publicly as well. You know, I'll talk to people about, if I've got health issues or whatever, Or if I'm finding something's not working, I'm honest about it. I talk about it publicly. Most of these people don't, because they've staked their entire careers on living foods and this and that and the other. And they've got tons of books and literature and stuff out and entire programs. Sometimes they're making even millions of dollars off of this stuff. And so they don't want that apple cart upset. And also sometimes, spiritually speaking, they're very attached to it in a spiritual way. I look at what works. And, you know, when I was younger, I was able to do close to 100% live food for 18 years, no problem. But when you start getting older, things change, and mineralization becomes much more important in the body. And a strict vegan diet, even a live food diet, does not get enough mineralization into the body and deliver it to the teeth and bones. And this is why, if you look closely at some of these big raw food gurus, you will see that they've got teeth issues, you can see. And a lot of times other issues are obvious, like a lot of gray hair, sometimes they're overweight, those kinds of things. So it's just important to understand the big difference between a healing diet and a long-term maintenance diet. I think long-term maintenance diet is a predominantly raw vegan diet, but with some animal fats. I eat raw Amish butter. And yes, these animal fats do concentrate toxins, because when these animals consume whatever they're consuming, you know, nuclear fallout, chemtrail junk is coming down on the, if they're grass-fed animals, you know, they're eating these toxins and stuff, and it will concentrate in dairy and in butter and milk, those kinds of things, cheeses, whatever. So you've got to understand that and detox that out of your body as well. But those fats, I think Weston Price was right. In my experience, those raw fats deliver these minerals to the teeth and bones. And in my experience, I could not get plant-based oils alone to do that. Even coconut oil, even flax and other oils, raw oils, I couldn't get them to really fully mineralize the teeth and bones.
Yeah.
As soon as I started using butter and ghee, then that changed. And so I do a little bit of butter. I also had a friend who was a long-term raw food vegan for like 23 years. He ran into these problems when he was in his 50s, and he agonized over it as well. And he wound up rereading the Essene Gospels of Peace. And in there, the Essene Gospels espoused, for those that are not familiar, the Essene Gospels are reportedly the direct teachings of Jesus that were written down several thousand years ago. And basically, it was all of this information about how to live as an individual and in community and family, healthy and happy and balanced. And there was very interesting information there specifically about cleansing and doing enemas, believe it or not, using in ancient times, they would use these hollow gourds with a hollow stem and use spring water and do enemas. And these texts also specifically stated to use wheatgrass, to juice wheatgrass and put it into the enemas and do it and stuff. So very interesting that, like, the Hippocrates, for example, Hippocrates Health Institute's program is really based on what was in these 2,000-year-old texts. But at any rate, he reread the Essene Gospels and realized that Jesus in those texts was not espousing veganism. He was espousing vegetarianism, because he said to also eat. He very specifically said not to eat cooked food and animal meat, but he did say to eat milk and honey. And so presumably, you know, raw milk and honey products or bee products. And so this guy started drinking milk and raw unpasteurized milk. And he said immediately he got lots and lots of mucus in his throat, which is what typically happens. And it's also part of the raw food dogma that people say, it's like, well, there's an indication right there that you shouldn't be eating dairy products or the milk of another animal, which really is true, because you get all this mucus. But this guy wound up, after about a week of this, he realized that he was missing lactase enzyme in his body. So he started supplementing with lactase, and immediately the mucus went away. And then after a few weeks, he was able to stop supplementing with a lactase when his body had adapted. And I don't really want to drink milk, so I don't do that. I do butter. But You know, there are lacto-avo vegetarians out there, but what I look at is who out there who's in their 70s on up that's really healthy, and I find out what they're doing. And so, and people who are honest about their health too, you know, not necessarily these health gurus, because most of them are not telling the truth about their health. But at any rate, it's important to understand that that difference between detox diet, long-term maintenance diet. Detox diet, massive quantities of chlorophyll, massive amounts of greens and sprouts, massive amounts of green juices. And
what's
you know,
your source, what is your source for chlorophyll?
I do, like I said, I do a green drink with cucumber and celery as a base, and I'll throw in kale, parsley, you know, lots of different kinds of greens. I'm not a big bitter green fan, but bitter greens are really, really good at detoxing the liver. So I'll grin and bear it, and I'll do like dandelion greens and other stuff. Marcus Rothkranz has some really wonderful green powders for people that, you know, nothing's as good as live food, and powders are not as good as live food. But if you want something that's convenient for long-term maintenance, Marcus Rothkranz at marcusproducts.com, he's got some great superfood and green food powders. But I'll do a green drink. I do massive amounts of parsley. Parsley is really, really good for pulling heavy metals and toxins out of the body. And cilantro is also really good. I don't like the taste of it in juice, so I will eat it in salads. But parsley is really good. I mean, cilantro is really good for pulling toxins and metals out of the body. And then also I use, you know, I take these superfood cocktails as well when I'm cleansing. So I'll put in a quart. I use about 20 ounces of water, and I'll add stuff to bring it up to about a quart. And I'll throw in lots of different minerals, like the minerals we have on our website, the Angstrom brand minerals, which we're getting ready to launch on our website, these colloidal minerals from Health Gems that we're getting ready to carry. And electrolytes, like the Oxylent that we carry, I use that. But for chlorophyll specifically, aside from these greens I mentioned already, I also do E3 Live. So when I'm during maintenance, I'll take about 3 ounces of E3 Live a day. When I'm detoxing, I'll take 4 to 8 ounces a day. So I might go through a whole bottle of E3 Live in 3-4 days, and it's supposed to last you a month. So that'll give you an indication of how much I'm doing. Now, again, do not run out and do what I'm doing, folks, because I can handle this stuff. People that are toxic cannot do this stuff. They will have massive cleanse reactions. You could even send yourself to the hospital potentially if you detox too much. So start small with everything. You know, do the recommended doses that they have on the bottle of these things. The E3 Live, for example, they recommend starting out with like a tablespoon in a glass of water or juice, and work your way up. But when I'm detoxing especially, I do everything massively. And this is part of the reason why I'll get emails from people saying that I've done everything. I've got this health issue and I've done everything and nothing's worked. It's because, no, you haven't done everything and you haven't done it enough. You haven't done it massively. One of the keys to doing this stuff is doing it massively. And there's a cost to that. There's a cost in time and or money to doing that. When I do a cleanse, like a 3-week cleanse, like kind of an intensive cleanse, I will take 3 weeks off. I will go somewhere. I'll spend about $1,500 on supplements, and food. I'll probably spend another $500, maybe more. And I will be doing massive juicing, massive detox tonics every day. 8 bottles of the Dr. Morse herbal extracts. I'll be doing 8 bottles of those about every week. You know, and I'll make like a gallon of the Heal All tea that we sell, the Dr. Morse Heal All tea, and I'll get 8 bottles of the various herbal extracts depending on what I'm doing. I always start out. We'll get into a little bit more of the details of, you know, steps of cleansing, but I'll take like 8 bottles of his stuff and boil off the alcohol and put that into a gallon of Heal All tea, and I'll be drinking 2 10-ounce glasses, and sometimes 12-ounce glasses of that a day, and I'll do that for 3 weeks, and that's a little pricey, you know. But when I'm done with all this stuff, I'm a new person, And I never have to worry about getting cancer or whatever. You know, I don't have to worry about these diseases. And even when I get targeted, sometimes I get targeted with energy weapons or psychic attacks or whatever. Sometimes biowarfare agents, they go showing up in some of these scalar energy devices that I get connected to. It doesn't affect me so strongly. And I can rebound much faster. And of course, you know, the older you get, the more important this becomes. So this is a reality that we've got to be doing this a couple of times a year, doing like some intensive 3-week to 6-week cleanses, depending. You know, it's like when I'm working, I'll do a 6-week cleanse. If I can afford to get away for 3 weeks, I'll go away somewhere, away from home, away from all the usual patterns and things, away from work. And I will just do nothing but detoxing. And that means getting up in the morning, doing wheatgrass juice enemas or other enemas. Sometimes I'll do MMS enemas, you know, where I'm putting chlorine dioxide in enemas and doing that. Sometimes it's wheatgrass enemas with wheatgrass rectal implants, where I'm taking 4 ounces of fresh squeezed wheatgrass juice and shooting it up my rear end and holding it in permanently. Sometimes I'll do iodine enemas, where I'll put 2 dropperfuls of the alive iodine in a half-gallon enema bag and do that, which folks don't – again, you don't do this because this would be too much for you. But, you know, you can start with all this stuff very gently. So I do that first thing in the morning, and then when I get done with all that, then I'll do detox tonics and a big juice. And that'll hold me probably till 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon, and then I'll have lunch, and I'll have a big sprout salad, unless I'm fasting. When I first start a cleanse, like a 3-week cleanse, I'll take the first 5 days and do a fast, and I won't do anything except juice and these detox tonics, and that really helps the digestive tract relax and get some rest.